Scripture says in Psalm 102:13, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." Zion is the church. "For the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come." Now, I've preached this before, but I'm telling you, I'm not just preaching it. Now, I'm giving you a prophetic word. There's a set time of favor coming upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. A set time of favor. Now, listen to this. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Would you open that for me? "To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Do you hear that? "To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance," don't do it, "and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." A mountaineer, brother, wouldn't do that. A mountaineer wouldn't do that to a mountaineer. So it says here, "to proclaim," the Lord has sent me to proclaim a year of favor. The King James says the year of favor. Now, I want you to understand that I'm telling you this prophetically. We are entering into a season of unprecedented favor as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This says the set time to favor Zion, the church. We're entering into a time of unprecedented favor. But an interesting thing happens here. It says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Now that seems a little off. So we're talking about favor and then we're talking about vengeance at the same time? Vengeance and favor don't seem to go together. Unless you understand what God is saying. Unless you understand that the vengeance is a manifestation. The vengeance is a sign. When you see the vengeance of God, it's an indicator that favor's coming on Zion. When you see the Lord begin to execute vengeance, it's a sign. So what I want you to see is some things that are going on in America are signs to us. There's some things that are going to unfold in America over the rest of this year. That is actually God. I believe this is a prophetic portion of Scripture in Isaiah 61. I believe it's where we are prophetically as a church. But it's interesting then that what it's telling us here is when we see the vengeance of God, we know that it's time for favor for us. Now, vengeance, so we see vengeance in the world, it's time for the church to be favored. Now look what vengeance means. Vengeance of God, it means retribution or repayment from those who harmed you. Do you hear me? Retribution or repayment from those who harmed you, and to demonstrate your innocence from false accusations. Vengeance demonstrates God's righteousness in compensating the wrong with right. Are you hearing? He takes vengeance against the murderers of the helpless, Psalm 94:1, and the enemies of his people. God takes vengeance against the enemies of his people. When favor's getting ready to come upon the church, God will begin to deal with the enemies of the church. That's what it's saying. So the basic principle of vengeance is that wrongs have to be avenged. Vengeance reflects a sense of justice in restoring right, what's right. Now, we need to understand that it's not God's desire to put punishment on people, but it's actually an expression of his displeasure over all unrighteousness so that he can restore things to its original balance. I'm trying to tell you what's getting ready to happen in America. And when you see it happening in the nations, you will know it's because favor's coming on you, because the vengeance indicates that the season of favor has come. What I'm trying to tell you is the Lord is about ready to right what was wrong. The Lord is about ready to reveal some hidden things that were hindering his people, and he's going to execute justice and judgment on the enemies of the church, ushering the church into the greatest time of favor it's ever experienced. Now, I received a word a while back, and here was the word about America. I believe these scriptures are a prophetic picture of what we will see in America. Now, you've got to understand, I wrote this 2 months ago. The scriptures were Proverbs 26:27. Whoever digs a pit for another man's feet will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone up a hill to do mischief, it will come back on him. Luke 12:2. But there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops. Now listen to this word. Those who have secretly laid traps and hidden the truth in this nation will be revealed. They will become caught in the trap that they have laid for others. There will be a sudden shift. The accuser will become the accused. Have you looked at the news? The accuser will become the accused. The hidden agenda will be exposed. The light of truth will shine. It will reveal, this thing's going out. It will reveal a very dark, hidden deception that has taken root in this nation. It will be shocking. It will bring chaos, but freedom will follow. Truth will bring freedom as an evil plot and scheme is revealed. Righteousness will prevail. A shout of victory will ascend. It will set the course for cleansing in this nation. The cleansing will lead to a period of increased blessing. The authentic church will enter a season of great advancement, favor. Simultaneously, those who have rejected truth will fall by the wayside. The ability to discern between true and false moves of God will increase as the Spirit's truth of truth sweeps this nation. It will spread from state to state, moving from east to west, or west to east. Miracles, signs, and wonders will increase as the Spirit of truth reveals hearts and brings repentance. Cleansing is coming, and it will begin as truth is revealed in the nation's capital. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but it's happening. The accusers are all of a sudden the accused, and it just flipped. Now, need you think I'm bringing politics into this? Doesn't matter to me. I'm talking to you about God. God is causing some things to happen. And this very word is coming to pass. There's a cleansing coming, and it's only getting started. Unless you get high and mighty and think it's one party or the other, baby, it's in both. They're all rats and they're traitors. And the Spirit of the Lord is coming to cause a cleansing, but the cleansing in the natural is going to spread. It's going to start a revolution of cleansing and righteousness, and it's going to begin to spread across this nation. And because it's the justice, it's the vengeance. Vengeance is not God being mean and trying to kill people. Vengeance is God coming in with his justice to cause what was wrong to be made right, to cause what was hidden to come to light, to cause your enemies to be exposed so he can deal with them. And simultaneously with that means you walk in the greatest favor that you've ever experienced in your life. When you see vengeance of God and exposure, I'm trying to get you ready. I'm trying to get you out of your old hillbilly West Virginia poverty mindset. God, His favor is coming on His church. Bills are going to get paid and you don't know how they got paid. Cars are going to be given and you don't know where they come from. People that don't even know you are going to say, I got to bless you. There's something on your life. I've got to bless you. The Lord, it seems for a time that evil has won, but I'm about ready to tell you that favor is coming on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Resources are coming. Blessing is coming because the vengeance of the Lord is releasing favor across His house. This is the set time of favor for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't gonna be no barely get along down next to the corner of Grumble Alley anymore. Ain't gonna be just enough and eating scraps anymore. You've been called to sit at the table with kings. Are you hearing me? And the Lord wants to come and just scrub all that mess from southern West Virginia out of you. Come on, Lord. We ask you to come to West Virginia right now. And you said it, Lord. You said you would cause the least to become the greatest. Come on. Lord, just break this whole state out of that mentality of being last. We're not last. Our daddy favors us. And you won't even be able to receive it if you keep that mindset. So are you hearing me yet? Now, I want to tell you some good things. I just first need you to see prophetically. I believe this with all my heart. It's just getting started. Truth is getting ready to be revealed, but you know, we shouldn't celebrate. Whether Democrat or Republican, when they go to jail, we shouldn't celebrate. We should be praying for them. But you mark my words, cleansing's coming. And things that weren't seen will be seen, but you need to see it as a sign of what He said. The day of vengeance is also the year of favor, the time of favor for you. And it's God coming against what has withstood His church. Won't surprise me at all. Will not surprise me at all. Not prophesying it. Don't call me a false prophet if it doesn't happen. Won't surprise me at all if you don't see some kind of decree reversing no prayer in school. You mark my words. There's a shift of some things coming. Won't surprise me at all if you see great, great strides to get rid of abortion. Because God and His vengeance are going to come in and He's going to pull back the scales from people's eyes, and all of a sudden I believe revelation is going to come to the heinous acts that are going on in this nation, and all of a sudden a remnant is going to begin to arise and say, no more. Come on, I'm going to be like Denver and say, thus far and no more, devil. You've played your hand, but now the favor of God is coming on His church. Better hear me. Now let's look at this for a few minutes. I want you to see then, if we go on and look, now Isaiah 61 is a prophetic picture of where we are as a church, body-wide, not here. But you're in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I'm climbing it. But I want you to look this morning. If we go on and look at Isaiah 61, so what have we found now? Vengeance is coming. Simultaneously with vengeance is coming a set time of favor. The set time to favor her. The set time to favor the church. A set time to favor the church is coming. And then when that set time of favor comes, I want you to look now what happens when favor begins to come on your life. When favor begins to come, there's a divine reversal in your life. There's a divine exchange. There's a flip-flop. Oh, I'm trying to prophesy to you. A divine reversal is coming to your life. And we see an exchange all the way through this portion of Scripture. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Did you see all the transfer there? We gave up mourning and we got oil of joy. We gave up a spirit of heaviness. This is favor. When favor comes to you, you'll give up depression and have a garment of praise. Yes. The exchange here was then, he's going to give you, there's a divine trade. I'm trying to tell you, when favor comes, things shift. There's a flip-flop. Yes. So he says here then, in the time of favor, you're going to get beauty for ashes. I'm going to take your ashes and I'm going to give you beauty. Yes. Favor's coming to you. The Lord's going to take the places of ashes in your life and turn it into beauty. You got to get on the wagon with this. It ain't going to happen just because I say it. You got to begin to get this in your spirit and decree it and declare it. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for people in this room to get up every morning and begin to grasp this word and declare, I'm a favorite of God. I am favored. Everything I touch, blessed. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. My relationships are blessed. My kids are blessed. My house is blessed. My neighborhood's blessed. My school's blessed. My grocery store's blessed. Wherever I go, it's blessed because I walk in the favor of Almighty God. I'm trying to get you. You got to get that. I want you to get up out of the bed in the morning and not be your normal grouchy self, but I want you to start walking throughout your day and say, I walk in favor. I walk in the favor of the Lord. I want you to begin to declare it over your life. If you'll begin to say it, you'll begin to believe it. And when you begin to believe it, it'll begin to manifest. You got to start saying, I'm favored. I'm favored. The favor of the Lord works in my life. Oh, I see the Lord just scrubbing some of your minds. You got such a cry in your beer attitude. I mean, you just got such it on you. You just got this thing of weight on you come through your generations that everybody in your family got to struggle. And it's just so hard. And I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. And you got to get that out of you because the God of the universe is favoring you, baby. You about to be daddy's favorite. Right. Said, I'll give you beauty for ashes. Come on. Break that old ugly mess out of you. Look like you've been eating sour grapes all the time because life is horrible to you. There is great blessing and increase. Beauty for ashes. It was customary for people to sit in ashes or cover themselves with ashes to express mourning or loss, such as grief over a distressing situation. Or grief associated with repentance from one's sin. Ashes were therefore associated with pain, loss, and suffering, which is the key to understanding the phrase in this question. So what I'm trying to tell you, baby, is there's a divine transfer, there's a divine flip-flop coming, and he's going to cause beauty to come from what has caused you pain, loss, and suffering. You better hear me. I decree over this house, and I decree over this people, that what has caused them pain, loss, and suffering, you're turning it into beauty right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, won't you get a hold of that right now? Everything that's caused you pain, everything that's caused you loss, everything that's caused you suffering in this season, he's going to turn it into a thing of beauty. And the thing that you hated, you're going to rejoice in because it cannot be compared to the beauty that he's going to release in it. When favor comes, he takes the place where you've had loss and trouble and despair and makes it beautiful. About to feel Jesus all up in here. Then he says he's going to give you a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Interestingly enough, the NASB, which translates more properly, says I'm going to give you a mantle of praise, a mantle. Now, what you got to understand, so first of all, you get it now. When favor comes, anywhere you have had pain, loss, and suffering, he turns it into beauty. Divine transfer, divine flip-flop. Then next, he says, I'm going to trade again with you. I'm going to take your heaviness, and I'm going to give you a garment. I'm going to trade garments with you. When favor comes, the Lord trades garments with you, and he takes your heaviness, your gloom, despair, agony on me, southern West Virginia, hillbilly, coal mining, lacking everything, struggling to get by mindset, and I'm going to put some more clothes on you, and it's going to be the clothes of praise. I'm going to trade your garments. Now, garments... reveal identity. What was he saying? I'm going to change your identity. Yes. When favor comes, I don't care what they called you. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care what you had to listen to for years. God is going to set the record straight on who you are. Yes. He's going to change your garment. Your garment is your identity. Prove it to me, you say. Glad to. Garments reveal identity. When you saw a certain garment on a person, it told you who or what they were. A garment of pure white linen showed all Egypt that Joseph was in command. The garment shows who's in command. A purple garment was only for a king. So when they saw the purple, they didn't need to ask if you're a king. They just bowed because of the garment you wore. A black garment, like ashes, was for widows mourning. You saw somebody in black, you knew they were mourning. A colorful garment was provided for each wedding guest by wealthy host. A garment for shepherds was made of skins. You didn't have to ask if he was a shepherd, you knew by his garment. Are you hearing me? A garment for soldiers was red. You saw a red garment, you knew that's a soldier. What's he saying? When favor comes, I'm going to change your identity. Ooh, Lord. I'm going to take you from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. Because what you're clothed in is going to cause people to know who you belong to.
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting, he says, I'm going to clothe you in a garment of praise. In other words, now when you run into me in Walmart, I'm not going to be spouting out a bunch of negativity and how awful it is. I'm going to be singing the praises of Jesus Christ and saying, my daddy is a good daddy. He takes care of everything I need. I got more than enough. Would you like some? Would you like for me to buy your groceries and mine, baby? Because my daddy's good. I'm walking in praise. I'm not walking in despair. I'm not walking in gloom, despair, and agony on me. I've changed the garment. I got his garment for mine. I got his identity, not mine. What would happen if you woke up tomorrow acting like God? If you understood that he's your daddy and you're his child and you walked in that identity? What if you traded your last name tomorrow? Come on, you better hear me. What if you traded your last name tomorrow and I didn't get up as a Bradford, I got up as whatever God's last name is. And when you mess with me, you messing with him. Don't mess with my daddy. My daddy owns a cattle on a thousand hill. My daddy's bigger than your daddy. My daddy gonna bust your nose. My daddy gonna mop the floor with your daddy. You hearing me? Come on, you gotta change how you think. You gotta get the revelation that he's changing your identity. I'm going to trade garments with you. Revival about to happen in Bluefield. I feel it. Come on, there's a generation out there that have been in despair long enough. They've been in gloom, despair, and agony on me. They come to church and sing songs about how horrible life is. And if we can just hold on a little longer, I believe a divine transfer is coming. And people are going to say, Lord, don't come back yet. I'm having too much fun. There's too many people need saved. I don't need to get out of here, God, because I'm walking in a different identity. I don't know if y'all having fun or not. When favor comes, garment change. Isaiah 61:4. Go ahead and talk bad about me, devil. I'll just get blessed. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities. The desolations of many generations. When favor begins to come, rebuild, repair, and raise up. Rebuild, repair, and raise up. Rebuild, repair, and raise up. When favor comes, it's time to build. Hello? And it says former devastations, the desolation of generations. It's generational cleansing. When favor begins to come upon you, he begins to wipe all that mess. I can't help it that granny was broke and granny's granny was broke. I can't help it that they didn't enjoy church. I can't help it that all their marriages ended in divorce. I can't help it. But now that I'm stepping into this generational thing of favor, my kids ain't going to be divorced and my kids ain't going to struggle. I said my kids ain't going to do it because I'm walking in a generational anointing of favor. He begins to cleanse and purge the generation of the things that have been wrong in the generation. He deals with the generational cleansing. Isaiah 61:5. I'm trying to tell you what comes in favor. Are you getting it yet? When favor comes, strangers will stand. Isaiah 61:5. Strangers will stand and pasture your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. When you get in favor, divine relationship enters your life. God begins to put somebody in your life that can give you everything you need and do everything that you need done. He begins to staff your weaknesses. He begins to put people in your life that are good at what you're not good at. See, that's why you got to get pride out of your heart and let people be good at what you're not good at and embrace it and love it, because God's going to send people to you. He's going to change relationships in your life. Look at it again now. Strangers will pasture your flocks. He's going to cause people you don't even know to take care of your stuff. This is going to want to. I don't know what it is, but I feel like God's called me to this place called the Father's house to serve. That's the house for me. They're just going to come and come and come. We ain't ready to get out of here until we ain't got nowhere to put people. The Lord told me that a long time ago. There's too much room right here. When I have to come down the aisle this way. See, I'm trying to tell you, it's coming. It's happening. There's so many people in here I've never seen before in my life this morning. What we need you to do is walk out of here in favor and go get 14 of your neighbors and say, hey! It's going to get fun. Divine relationships enter your life. Then it says you'll be called the priest of the Lord. When favor comes, you're going to be called the priest of the Lord, and you will be spoken of as ministers of our God. See, when favor comes, priests were the representatives of the Lord. What this is saying is when favor comes, you will do the work of the Lord, and you will represent God in the earth. When people see you, they'll know you speak for Him. And they'll start coming to you to get to Him. You better hear what I'm telling you. When favor comes, you begin to operate as a priest, and people got to come through you, and your phone starts ringing, and that person you're working with says, I got to call you. I don't know, but you know somebody I don't know. You're operating in a ministry realm that you can take my need to the throne room. Middle of the night, amen. I just got to tell you what's going on in my life, because you begin to be recognized not as church seat-warming, dead, dry Christians, but you begin to be recognized as those who know Jesus Christ and have direct access to Him, and you can be used to meet the needs of people. You're going to be recognized as a priest that can carry the needs. A priest is a go-between between God, between sinners and God. So they're going to start coming to you in this divine favor. Y'all look like you're having fun. Oh my God, they're not going to call the pastor. You're going to look so much and act so much like Jesus, and the blessing's going to be abounding in your life to where they just know if they just call you, they're going to get the same thing. It's time for you to quit waiting on leaders and pastors to do the stuff. It's time for you to manifest the kingdom of God. Well, glory. Isaiah 61:6, when favor comes, you will eat the wealth of the nations, and their riches will boast. Favor brings prosperity. Favor causes, deals with nations. Oh, you better hear me. When favor comes, Isaiah 61:7 and 8, instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in the land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. Are you hearing me? When favor comes, you're going to get double for your trouble. I don't care what the devil's taking, baby. He's got to restore double. Say double for my trouble. When favor comes, all the things that you've lost start being heaped back upon you. And you better understand, I preached this a while back, but that word, you see a word in here? I will faithfully give them their recompense. I could shout right now, I will faithfully give them their recompense. Recompense means the devil has to pay back more than he took. I said you're going to have double for your trouble. You won't get back the peace or whatever it is that you lost in that season. You will get more because it's a recompense. The Lord makes the devil pay interest on anything that he's taken from you. So if it's been taken from you, it's just been laid up drawing interest. And when it comes back, it's going to be a lot more than what it was when it left you. Hey, devil, you got to give me two or three cars. One ain't enough. You got to give me two or three houses, devil, because you took one from me. Double for your trouble. Recompense. Isaiah 61:9, when favor comes, then their offspring will be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them will recognize them. I said all who see them will recognize them because they are the offspring whom the Lord has blessed. When favor comes, generational family blessing begins to come. My kids are blessed. Yes. Are you hearing me? Generational blessing comes.